Hello, oi, just got up, man. Listen, you're listening to the James Whale radio show. Get on it, man, because it's good. Trust me. Run the thing. Okay, Colin, thank you very much indeed. Welcome to the James Whale Radio podcast. Here I am. I'm sitting at home. Now, I need, because when you hear this, I will be the bionic man. I will have a new hip. Hopefully, everything will be okay. But here I am sitting talking to you about 18 hours before it's actually done. So when you hear this, I shall hopefully be out the other side. And so if you wonder why I sound a bit, it's like I've had one operation in my life, I must admit. Actually, I've had two, and I'm not really looking forward to it. And everybody rings up and says, oh, it's fine, they do millions a year, hip replacements, everybody's having them, footballers, dancers, actors. Yeah, but, you know, when it's happening to you, you feel slightly different. So anyway, welcome to the program. With that in my mind, I may need to lean on Bob a little bit. My voice is going because I think of the painkillers I'm taking. Well, that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. And thanks to the two mics for looking after the talk radio show, doing a sterling job. Just a little worry, they're doing too good a job, to be honest with you. And what's all this I hear about Ian Lee going into the jungle?
Yeah, double figures, apparently.
What do you mean, double figures?
Well, they offered him double figures, so he leapt at the chance.
They offered him double figures?
Yeah.
You mean they offered him £2?
No, 14.
14 quid?
Yes.
Gosh. Well, you know, as I've told you anyway, Ian is desperate to be well known.
He could say hello to Colin, couldn't he?
Oh, Colin, well, who did our introduction? Yes, I suppose he could. Yeah, well, he could do that, I suppose, if, in fact, he's there.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've seen a picture of him in a helicopter, so that could be anywhere, couldn't it?
Well, yeah, but anybody could be in a helicopter anywhere, and with today's modern technology, you could be in a helicopter, but not be in one.
They could sort of green screen him in, couldn't they?
Yeah, yeah. But as people know now, I was never going in there.
No, sadly not.
Yet. I mean, I'm getting myself ready for Strictly.
Well, yes. Yeah. Well, Debbie was nearly out this week. I don't know what happened there.
Well, I don't think anybody really thought she was in danger, so they didn't vote for her.
Yeah, but, that's a problem.
I have to say, with I'm a Celebrity, I've only watched a bit of it because it's really dull this time.
I only watched a bit with Debbie and turn it off. I fast forward to Debbie, watch it and turn it off.
Well, that's not... I'm talking about I'm a Celebrity.
Oh, I'm a Celebrity.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Well, they're all... I thought it was I'm a Celebrity Come Dancing. I thought it was the same thing.
No. Well, they do tend to be a little similar, I must admit. But it depends... For me, depends on the money. The money's okay. I'll go and wind the bastards up.
£16.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think that's more than adequate, to be honest with you. Mind you, I think after I came out of the Big Brother house and turned up at Talk Radio, he said, well, I've turned it down many times, you know.
He's had to eat his words, I suppose.
Yeah. I've never turned anything down if the money's right. Did we sort that voiceover out? Have you sorted that out yet?
I replied and said, yes, you're happy to do it, yes.
Oh, good, good. Working as my occasional agent, of course, and, you know, if you need a voiceover done or you need an event hosted, I'm available. Just email us, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com, and I'll see what I can do. I'm sure we can come to some arrangement.
Will you host some soirees over Christmas?
Me?
Hmm.
If the money's right, yeah. Because I don't do Christmas, as you know. I've said as long as everything's okay, I'll go back and be on the radio and cover all the programmes going at Christmas.
I hope these grapes don't spoil.
What grapes?
I've got you some grapes. What time's visiting hours?
No, I don't want any visitors. I'm only in for two nights. I don't really want any visitors at all.
Well, I bought my train ticket now.
No, don't bother. Get a refund, go somewhere else. There's nothing worse than if you're in hospital and having loads of people standing around your bed saying, how are you?
Well, I wouldn't obviously say, how are you? Because, you know, I could see that you'd be in a lot of pain. So I would just feed you grapes.
Exactly. Yeah, and the idea of you and your mucky hands feeding me grapes. No, even Mrs. W, she's not so well at the moment. So she said, what's going to happen? I said, listen, I don't need you to come and visit me. I've got my mate taking me in. And I'll get someone to come and pick me up, so you don't need to worry about anything. So, you know, but she's still. Anyway, let's turn our attentions away. There's everywhere. Anybody who's having any kind of operation at the moment, good luck to all of you. And I know lots of people find it very difficult to know what to do when there's a friend or a member of the family's having an operation. And the thing is to play it cool. All right, and not go in slobbering all over them, and you know, just give people space. It's been my experience. In my experience, that when you're in hospital, basically you just want to get out. So you just want to stay there, listen to what the, and if somebody goes and visits someone, don't actually stay for ages. I remember when I was in hospital having a kidney removed, and I was in for a couple of weeks. People used to come and sit with me, and I used to have to say, listen, you don't have to stay after about 20 minutes. You've done all the chit-chat you want to do, and you feel tired, and you think, oh, I wouldn't mind going and having a pee, or you wouldn't mind getting up out of bed, which you're in hospital is quite often difficult to do in front of people you know. And it would be quite nice if you just went. So come in for, you know, between 15 and 20 minutes, and people say, well, what's the point of going all the way to see someone in hospital if I only stay? Well, don't. Send them a note. Text them. They've probably got their phone there. That's the best way to keep in touch. Or FaceTime them. You know, all sorts of ways to keep in touch. But if you go to a hospital, like somebody that I won't mention, who came in and the nurse came along an hour and a half later and said, James, do you want me to throw them out? And the person got really quiet. So I'm here just trying to help. I said, I think they're suggesting it's time for you to go. But it gets tiring because all you want to do is sort of lie back or get on with your physiotherapy and whatever. So that is my word to all those. My experience is that people like to be visited quite often, but not for very long. Although some people just don't, positive attitude, want to get up, want to do whatever I have to do to get back to my my former self. So that's what I'm doing. Anyway, listen, let's not talk about this anymore. Let's talk about the fact that Brexit's going tits up, as I said it would. And not only that, of course, problems in Germany mean that everything is becoming destabilized. And, you know, this is all because people took a threat from UKIP seriously. Now, a lot of fairly stupid people became excited by UKIP. I mean, I know Nigel well, and I don't think Nigel ever expected it to go like this. I mean, I think he was just enjoying the idea. And I think Nigel removed himself from it when he saw some of the nutcases that kept on wanting to be proud members of UKIP, because a lot of them are pretty stupid, which is why you don't see them being interviewed very often, because as soon as they open their mouths, everybody can see how stupid they are. So here we are, David Cameron. He should be extradited from this country somewhere else. Gave the country a referendum. We were in no position. I've said this all before. I'm not going to say it again. It's just beginning to come to fruition. What I said, it's going to be a cock up, a complete and utter cock up, because we are not, as far as I can see now, going to be able to go back. All the big European organisations who base themselves in this country are now moving out. We will do some deal, and hopefully it'll be a deal that means none of us here or in Europe will be that much worse off. But believe you me, the fact that Britain has left and is leaving the European Union will make a difference, and not for the better, for an awful lot of people to begin with. Hopefully all things can be sorted out, and this will be sorted out. I mean, the world is in a f***ing mad place, isn't it, at the moment? If you look around to see all the trouble... the murmurings of trouble all over the world. Look what's happening in Zimbabwe. Thank goodness they're trying to control the ousting of Mugabe. I mean, he's 93. He's not up to running a nation. And they don't want to just kick him out because that looks like a coup. But, oh, golly, I wish somebody'd done this years and years ago. Zimbabwe, before it was mucked up by Mugabe, was a, well, they used to call it the breadbasket of Africa. It used to be one of the most productive countries in the whole African continent. And then Mugabe took over and he's just ruined the country, taken the money and the power and the wealth and the glory for himself. And that stupid wife of his, who now has disappeared, thank goodness. But the whole, I mean, I'm sad I'm not on the radio every night at the moment. I suppose, actually, if I hadn't been on such strong painkillers, we should have done a show every night. But hopefully, in the not-too-distant future, I'll be back to doing something. We could even do a nightly show from here, couldn't we?
You could, yes.
Yeah, well, maybe we will. Maybe we'll do that. But I'm interested in your thoughts. I know all the Brexiteers. Anna Soubry was saying the other day that she's had so many death threats. I mean, it's only inadequates who threaten death. She knows that. But you know, people who threaten all sorts of things, they're mentally ill. To make a threat like that against somebody, you are mentally ill. You know, I'm sure not all Brexiteers, if a stupid title anyway, isn't it? Not all wankers, oh no, that's just me being plain rude, are mentally ill. But people voting to destabilize what we had, you must be mad. I mean, you know, sure, the European Parliament, the European Union was getting too invasive and things needed to be sorted out. And they do need to be sorted out. But, you know, we've lit the touch paper, stood back, and the whole thing's going to blow up in our face and the faces of other people in the European Union. I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely fucking sick of what we have done. Germany's going to be in a mess. France, Italy, Spain is in a mess. I mean, a couple of years ago, things were okay, but we seem to be in a lot better place than we are now. And then we got the idiots on the other side. I'm watching a couple of Labour MPs going on about what they do. They've got no stuffing idea, have they? Oh, yeah, well, we'll tax the rich and we'll do this and we'll borrow loads of money. They did that when they were in government for 13 years and bankrupt this country. And then they go and say, oh, well, the Tories have been in for a long time. Yeah, but it takes a long time, doesn't it, to actually overcome the problems that they caused. Ugh. It just is the most annoying situation that we find ourselves in, and it has all been brought on unnecessarily. I'm really quite sad about it, and I hope if you've got any suggestions, get in touch. JamesWellRadio@gmail.com, or you can call our phone box line 0117 230 1771. What's the number, Rob?
Oh, crikey. 0117 230 1771.
Yeah, I was just checking out how much you were paying attention. I mean, this whole thing, we're going to give, what is it, something like £40 billion to the European Union, because that is what they decide is what we owe, what we've committed to. And I was just thinking the other day, 40 billion. Now, there are 60 million people in the country.
Yeah.
And a billion is it 1,000 million or 100 million?
I think it's 1,000 million.
What do you mean you think? Don't you know?
It's we'll go with 1,000. It's not 100 million, definitely.
Okay, right. It's 1,000 million.
Yeah.
So 40. Right. Let's work this out. So 40 billion. That is 40,000 million.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
40,000 million. What is 60 million into 40,000 million?
About 666.
No. It's more than that.
666.45.
No, it's more. No, it must be 600,000?
No, it can't be 600,000, can it? It's 666 pounds.
No, it can't be that little.
Of course it can. There's 60 million of the little amounts.
Look, if it was 40 million of us,
yeah,
right? 40 million of us into 44,000 million, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a million each?
I'm glad you're on your medication. No, it's not nowhere near that much. It's tiny.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. I don't know where I was going with this, because I was going to say, if it was something like half a million quid each, rather than giving it to the European Union, give it to each one of us, and we'll go out and make our fortunes with it.
Well, that'll be £666 each every man.
Well, no, it's not worth it for that, is it?
Well, no, because then there's 2.4 people in every household, so that's about £1,500.
Yeah, okay.
We'll just round it off to £6,000 each. How's that?
It's not worth it for that either.
All right. £12,000 each.
No. You want 100 odd million, 100,000, wouldn't you, really, to make to start to change your life?
Can I make a suggestion?
What?
We invest in a calculator.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I suppose if anybody knows, get in touch. Facebook us, text us, email us, tweet us. Okay, I think I'll forget that now. That's obviously showing our inability to do maths. Perhaps we shouldn't be doing that, to be quite honest. Right, what should we do? Should we have a bit of music at this stage? Because I feel I've got to stand up again.
We got some more Christmas music. It's all going to be Christmas music from now till Christmas.
Oh, no, I hate Christmas music. You know that.
Well, I've got to get rid of it somehow. We get sent it, so I've got to process it.
Right, well, what have you got?
This week we have What Do You Want for Christmas by Mr. Sledge.
Oh, is this part of Sister Sledge? I quite like them.
No, Mr. Sledge.
Mr. Sledge?
Or Paul Brand, as he's known to everybody else.
Well, why doesn't he say by Paul Brand?
Because it's not Christmassy, is it?
Well, I suppose not. Is he Joe Brand's brother?
No, and you don't want to use the word brand at Christmas, do you? Because it's over-commercialisation of Christmas. So he's changed his name to Mr. Sledge. It's more Christmassy.
Oh, right, I see. Play on the Christmas theme. Right. Okay. All right. What do you want for Christmas?
Do you have someone
I'm hoping this after the operation, I'm not going to have to put up with this anymore. It's just absolutely draining. I have not sat down properly for ages. I can do 10 to 15 minutes max, and then I have to go.
Yep.
So have we played that song? I've forgotten what we're doing now.
We've played that song, and that was What Do You Want for Christmas by Mr. Sledge, available on iTunes and Amazon Music.
And nothing to do with Sister Sledge.
Or pledge the furniture polish.
Yeah, okay. Right, okay, well, I've told you, I'm still fuming about the fact we're leaving the European Union. Because if I was in power, as I think I said before, it would be very easy to sort out, first of all, the problem of the people living within Europe, those Brits who live in Europe and those Europeans who live in Britain. It's very easy to say to Mr. Barnier, who's the chief negotiator, obviously, on their side. David Davies just says to them, what are you prepared to do for Brits living in Europe? And he says, because we will do exactly that to the Europeans living in Britain.
That's worrying.
Why?
What if what they do isn't very good?
Well, they will. They want the European citizens who live and work and have lived and worked and made their homes in this country given stability, which is what everybody wants. You know, people are friends of mine who've come here from Europe, have started businesses and live here, don't want to suddenly think we're going to kick them out. How have we got to this ugly state of affairs? And I haven't even started on the fucking Americans yet. How have we got to this state of affairs where right-wing extremists and left-wing extremists are actually being listened to? I thought we got to a stage where those wankers had actually been disallowed. People realise that they're just fools. You know, the racist bigots and the flipping Marxists. I mean, they're all as bad as each other. They're extreme on either side, just want to impose themselves on everyone else. It's about time people started taking a little more interest and that people started, you know, a lot of people, you meet them now, say, well, I'm not interested in politics. Well, wake up, for fuck's sake. I'm not interested in that, and I'd rather watch reality TV. Well, I'd rather get paid to go on reality TV, and I will, and have done. But there is more to life than that. And unless people take an interest in it, then it'll be very easy for people who are interested to manipulate the rest of us, won't it?
Whatever you say.
Yeah, you see, you're doing exactly the same. And next time there's an election, I want to see a 90, if not 100% turnout. I probably can't be 100% turnout because some people forget, some people are ill, some people, or whatever, incapacitated. But, you know, we should have upwards of a 90% turnout of people in elections.
100% of me turned out.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what happened the other day as well? Which I haven't spoken about Trump. Trump's been really quite quiet, or are we just not paying any attention to him?
Isn't he doing a good job now?
No, I don't think so.
I thought he was doing a good job. I thought everyone loved him now.
Get Carvey is now following me on Twitter.
Get Carvey?
Yeah, it must be some sort of sparkling wine, I would imagine. If you ever had... the other day, my dogs went mental, as they do when somebody comes to the door and somebody stuck something through the letterbox. Guess what it was?
Fingers?
No. Yellow Pages.
Oh, yeah, I had one of them the other day.
I haven't seen one for ages. I didn't realise they still made them. Kind of pocket-shaped or pocket-sized.
Yeah, they call them the Yellow Page now.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Well, I'd have kind of flipped through it, but why? They're not necessary anymore. So we asked the question on Facebook, why are yellow pages still bothering? And Rob James says, these days it's so thin you can almost see through it. It's a complete, Rob, you're right, it's a complete waste of time. Who produces it?
Yell.
Really?
Yeah.
And do people actually pay to go in it?
Yeah, a lot of money.
Are you in it?
I had one of the free single line entries many, many years ago, and then I cancelled. I actually took myself out of Yellow Pages voluntarily.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised. I haven't even got the time or the inclination to read it. Mine went, like Lindy Fleetwood, who replied, mine went straight into the recycling bin.
Mine just went in the bin. I don't recycle.
Well, I recycle because I don't want to see landfill. You know, we got loads of holes in this country being filled up with shit, and that's not going to do any of us any good at all.
Well, I have to pay for recycling, so I threw it in the bin, which is cheaper.
Why do you have to pay for recycling?
Because we're a commercial business and it costs more to recycle. It's stupid.
Take it home.
Oh, yeah, and throw it in the bin there.
Stupid boy. Jonathan Spider, or Sapier, no, Jonathan Sapier, said, did J.R. Hartley die?
I think so.
What's that got to do? Oh, Yellow Pages. Oh, right. He did the advert, wasn't he? That was a very good advert. Yeah, that was their heyday.
Yeah, they're top of the ring. Yeah.
And then they should have given it up. Lee Stevens, we're talking about Yellow Pages, if you just joined us at this inopportune moment, if you're listening on radio. Lee Stevens said, when I was self-employed, I decided to advertise through the Yellow Pages. Huge mistake. I got no work from it. And when I cancelled my advert, they pestered my mobile and home number numerous times a day for 8 months or more. Well, some people say perseverance will always win the day, but no, you're right, absolutely annoying. Alex B. Can says, what about 118 services? Up to £9 odd a call minimum. Is that right?
It can get very expensive, yeah, on those 118s.
I don't use them anyway.
I don't think anyone does.
Richard Todd on a J.R. Hartley theme says J.R. Hartley won't find himself. Alison Browning says, exactly, a small Yellow Pages came through the door on Sunday. Why are they bothering? I imagine even an older person will struggle as the print is so tiny. Well, yeah, you're right. John Brooks just had one delivered, and Mrs. B said, who even still uses the yellow pages? That's what Mrs. W said. Matthew Dolphin, because Jeff Capes would struggle to hear a laptop in... Oh, tear a laptop in half. And Russ Codell says, it's the last edition this year, then it's finishing for good. Oh, I feel bad now. Russ, thank you for that. I feel bad.
The Yellow Pages, the reason why I took my advert out of Yellow Pages is every time you watch that TV program like Rogue Traders or Watchdog, all the crooks advertised in the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Why were, I mean, yeah, but, you know, we have a lot of crooks online and lots of crooks who now steal your information online. So, I mean, you know, anything like that is always going to attract villains. But it seems to me a completely unnecessary waste of trees. Got to stand up again. Go on.
Oh, were they yellow trees?
Oh, that's a good point. I'm just moving. Oh, there. Oh, sugar. Oh, hang on. I'm just moving the mic. I can stand up for a bit. Are they yellow trees?
Yes.
For yellow pages. Why do you ask such stupid questions?
Well,
I've not stood up doing this before. If I stand up.
Yeah.
And look out of my window here. I can see right up onto the hill the other side with some sheep gambling along.
You've got sheep gambling?
Yeah.
I mean, what have they got?
Yeah.
A roulette table or?
No, you know, gambling, sort of running attractively across the field. And then you wonder why people really salivate when they think of lamb chops.
Ooh, lovely.
Yeah. Roasted potatoes and mint sauce.
Oh,
it's
all, yeah.
You know, because it's like when we think of eating dogs, which, you know, I think is the most gross, disgusting thing. And actually, I'm not really sure why I'm not becoming a vegetarian, to be honest with you, because, as you know, I prefer animals to a lot of human beings. And then you look at that, and then you get served a nice roast lamb, and you eat it, yet you look at these lovely little animals who are, when they're young anyway, very appealing. I think, how can I eat those? And And they've probably, they're not as intelligent, I know, as dogs or not, but they feel, they have friends, they have family. They go and get executed and their mothers must miss them. Could even be in a line. Oh, it's horrible when you think about it. In a line waiting to get the chop with your brothers and sisters, wondering what's going on. You know, if you think about it, actually, along those lines, I'm surprised most of us aren't vegetarians.
Yeah, but I'd die, though. I only eat meat.
Yeah, you wouldn't if you had to kill it yourself, trust me.
Well, I wouldn't want to do that. No, you're right.
No, well, there we are. Somebody's got to kill it. It's a living thing that's being killed. It's like your little dog that you sit there with in the evenings on the sofa, coming up, slitting its throat, skinning it, gutting it, and then putting it on the barbecue.
Your point's been proven. I might.
Yeah, I know. And I'm standing up here, but I shouldn't have stood up, but I am standing up. I'm looking out of the window. And in fact, I can see that the farmer's driving over the field, throwing out some feed for them as well now.
It's like country, what's that, what that program is?
Yeah, country, country.
Country, country. Is that what it's called? Is
it? Yeah, I don't know. And then actually, there's the garden just next door to me is very overgrown. It's fascinating because they've got lots of trees in their front garden. They've all got brambles growing through them. It's a bit like a jungle. And in one at the moment, there are lots of magpies. I don't know whether people have noticed how many magpies we have around now, but we have a lot. And apparently the magpies are more the reason for the decline in some of the songbird populations than cats. And apparently cats are not as much to blame as people think. And in fact, in some areas, the bird population is absolutely booming. I don't know if you remember a few years ago, the sparrow, I hope you're keeping up with this. This is, something different to talk about. The sparrow population disappeared completely. And where you used to see sparrows, you used to sit outside in a calf by the sea, used to have loads of sparrows coming around looking for no sparrows at all. And now they've suddenly come back. And here's something else to think about. I live in the country, and we do feed the birds, and there are lots in my garden. I've got woodpeckers. That's quite rare to see woodpeckers. I've got, in fact, I can actually over the hill just in front of me now see a buzzard circling over the woods just up on top of the hill. You never saw buzzards years ago. Buzzards have come back. I love to see buzzards around in the sky. I've got blue tits, I've got great tits, and I'm not going to make any jokes about the tits in my garden. We've got all kinds of birds. I saw a yellow thingy-bob the other day, finches. Lots. The bird population, certainly around here, seems to be doing extremely well, which I am very happy about.
I think your drugs have kicked in, I think. You're rambling.
No, I'm standing here. I'm thinking about going for a ramble, actually. If my hip was better, when my hip's better, I'm going to go back to, I haven't been for a good walk for ages. There's a little path outside here. If I go for about a mile up the hill, it comes out to a nice little pub. I'm going to try and sit down again. Here we go. Oh. Putting the microphone down. Hold on. Thank you.
Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I can't see. I can only see the gable end of next door's house now. Or the inside of my office. So anyway, there we are. I forget how we got onto that.
I'm sure the drugs are kicking in.
Yeah. Well, you've got a choice now. Do you want to do tech talk? And then I want to talk about Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh, well, let's do tech talk, because I think the Jeremy Clarkson thing might relate to something I'm talking about in tech talk.
Oh, okay.
Uber apparently have struck a deal to buy 24,000 self-driving cars from Volvo over 3 years. 24,000 self-driving cars on the roads.
Oh, shit.
Exactly.
So I was going to talk about that, about Jeremy Clarkson, and we put out on Facebook.
Yeah.
Are Jeremy Clarkson and I the only ones who think driverless cars are a stupid idea? Because quite frankly, why wouldn't you just get a cab or a bus or a train? I mean, what is the point of a, what is the point of a driverless car?
Well, you can do your work while you're going to work.
Yeah, well, it's a stupid idea because, you know, everything's going to be driven from one central place. And that, to be quite honest with you, I think is terrible. You know, well, I don't know, mind you, judging by the sort of standards of some of the people who are around, perhaps that's a good idea. Keep them off the roads. Michael Bassett, though, we asked this question just before you go on. Michael Bassett said the only thing that they are good for is taking you home when you're pissed. I suppose that's a point. Adam Fuller, cars driven by computer. Computers never crash, do they?
They do. They crash all the time, computers.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, of course they do. He's making that point, isn't
it? Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Sarcasm. Come on, Robbo. Wake up. Sarcasm. Carol Dean says, I don't like the idea at all. They don't sound safe to me. How on earth do you make a claim against a driverless car if there's an accident? That's a very good point, isn't it?
What if the driverless car just drives off?
Yeah, that's a very good point. And who if the... Oh, sorry, Mike. Who if the driverless car is in an accident is responsible?
Well, it'll be the other driverless car, surely.
Well, this is ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, driving is a dangerous occupation. And I mean, does that mean if we have driverless cars, everything's going to be automated, so nobody will be speeding, nobody will be committing any crimes, then we won't need the police to be rushing around on the motorways, will we?
Couldn't we all get bumper cars? That'd be quite fun on the roads.
No, let's be serious about this, okay? This is not for hilarity. Johnny Seafret says, my friend in America drove in cruise mode on the highway. It scared the life out of me. Yes, Johnny. Johnny's my stalker, by the way. That's a very good point. I've driven down a motorway on cruise control.
It is scary.
Yeah. But I've only done it sort of late at night when there's not much traffic around.
Are you supposed to do it when there's traffic around?
I do it now. I tell you what I do now. I do it just on the speed limit when you go through one of those average speed check areas.
Yeah, or when you know there's a speed camera ahead, you click it on 28 mile an hour.
Yeah, yeah. Engelbert Dinkerhump, well, what about snow conditions? Can a driverless car handle that? Well, I can't do it. Engelbert, I don't know. These are all good points. Lisa Jane Partington says it's a brilliant idea, though. Not like technology ever fails, gets hacked, or has a mind of its own after an update.
Sarcasm. I got that one.
Oh, good. I'm glad about that. Peter G. Millington Wallace says careless drivers would work better. What? Jerry Barnett. Yeah, like horseless carriages, it'll never work. And Nigel Green says, no, you're not, Mr. W, the only person other than Jeremy Clarkson that thinks it's a stupid idea. And can I also add that if everybody thinks electric cars are the way to go, they too are deluded. So lots of people think, like Jeremy Clarkson and I, that driverless cars, I'm sure they're going to come. I'm sure they're going to come. They're going to be the thing. I was talking to somebody at Ford the other day, and they said it is now not long away. Most car manufacturers have got the driverless cars all organized and they're all being tried out. And at some point they will just, you know, people will want them. They will probably start off like automatics. You know, you'll have the ability to drive with gears or not, as most automatics do now. You've got some gear change alternatives. So you'll probably be able to switch into driverless mode when you're in a town or a city. And then when you're outside, you'll probably be able to drive it. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah. Shall I continue with tech talk? Because there's a little bit more about cars there.
Oh, sorry. I interrupted you there, didn't I?
It doesn't matter. It's your show.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. Go on.
Tesla, you know, the electric car people.
Look quite nice, but the bloke who makes them, apparently, he's a bit... he keeps coming up with ideas and there's no funding, is that right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I suppose. But he's got a new truck. It does 500 miles on a single charge.
Must have a bloody enormous battery, that's all I can say.
Yeah, I was going to say, he carries that in the back of the truck, so that's quite pointless. And he's just launched a new Roadster that does 0-60 in 1.9 seconds and does a top speed of 250 miles per hour.
Well, what was the point of that?
Well, when it's driverless, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
All right. Okay. Anything else?
Films?
What films?
Murder on the Orient Express.
Murder on the Orient Express. Isn't that an old one? You'd be off to see old films now.
They've made a new 2017 version. It's got Johnny Depp in it. Daisy Ridley from Star Wars.
Oh, right. Well, that's why you like him.
Kenneth Branagh, Judi Dench, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
Yeah, scenery is very nice in it. I was a bit bored about the film. It's not my kind of film, but the camera shots are really nice. Trains are nice. I like trains.
And when it comes out, get me a copy.
And they've just announced they're going to do the next one, which is Death on the Nile.
Yeah, they're nice movies. And with modern technology, they can be made even better.
I prefer Murder, She Wrote.
Now, why don't we do the call box? Have we got some calls?
Well, no, because, you know, it's too early in the week because we're cheating.
Is it?
This week.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so as we are recording this program earlier on than we would normally in the week, we will not do Whaley's Call Box. And don't forget, if you want to take part in the program, if there's something you would like to say, if you would like to get in touch, it's easy. All you have to do is email us at jameswellradio@gmail.com. jameswellradio@gmail.com, or you can call the call box and leave a message 0117-230-1771. Right. A new feature on the program is our virtual competition. And last week, Rob will tell you the question was
how many beeps did I put in to eliminate your swearing?
Yeah. How many beeps did you put in to eliminate the swearing last week? Was it as many as this week, I wonder?
It was about 10 or 11.
Yeah. And? Was anyone right?
Nobody got it right, no.
People assumed there were more or less?
Some assumed high and some assumed low.
Right. So what was the prize they missed out on?
Well, we get to keep it. It's a brand new Ford Fiesta in a Bluetooth blue with a radio cassette player.
Fantastic. I look forward to virtually driving that. Now, this, guys, is a virtual competition. And this week, we have another one. Rob will explain more.
This week you can win an imaginary dinner date with either Fozzie Bear or Miss Piggy from The Muppets.
Right. And where will the imaginary dinner be?
At a venue of your choice. You just have to think about where you want to go.
Okay, and what is the question for this?
We'll keep it simple. How many beeps in this week's show?
Was it higher or lower?
they won't know, will they, until they listen to this?
No, but they won't know. No, yeah. I'm just thinking, you know, you could say, the question could be, were there more beeps in this week's show than last week's show?
I think...
Week's show, there were 10 or 11 beeps in. Do you think they're going to be more than 10 or 11 this week or less?
I think it's, at the moment it's less.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that. I should have tried fucking harder. Shit, box. Wow.
I somehow knew that was on its way. But,
right. I've got a mate calling round in a moment. So shall we finish off with the questions?
Okay. Andy Swan, what gets longer when pulled? Fits neatly between breasts, inserts smoothly into a small hole, and works best when jerked.
Read that to me again, slowly.
Andy Swan. What gets longer when pulled? Fits neatly between breasts. Inserts smoothly into a small hole and works best when jerked.
That is absolutely simple. It's a seat belt. You see, if it hadn't been for the breasts, I would have said it was a corkscrew. But because of the breasts, it's obviously a seat belt.
When does a corkscrew get longer when pulled? I suppose the cork would get longer.
Yeah, it gets longer when you pull it, and it gets longer and longer, doesn't it?
Well, the answer would be cork then, wouldn't it? Not corkscrew.
Oh, all right, okay. Let's not split hairs.
Matt Sessions.
Yep.
Why do the conspiracy theorists keep coming up with new dates when they think the planet's going to end?
That's a very good point. I have no idea. No, I do, of course. I know the answer to everything. Why do conspiracy theorists keep coming up with new dates? Well, because the old ones are wrong, and they know that if they keep coming up with new dates, eventually they will be right.
Alternatively, it'll come early and nobody will complain anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one day the planet will end.
Matt Povey. Whoever thought that a 40-mile-an-hour limit on motorways during rush hour was a very good idea?
I don't know, those people who got fed up with driving at 10 miles an hour, I suppose.
Aren't they introducing 50 mile an hour instead of 40 in when they're doing roadworks to ease congestion?
Well, yeah, they're thinking about it. I don't know that they have. But, you know, people keep going on about, oh, well, you know, this would be great if they put these speed restrictions on motorways when you're standing still and the motorway says 40 miles an hour and you think, I'd be glad to do 20.
Karen Clift, will I ever get rid of this cough?
Well, you know, Karen, Mrs. W's had a cough for ages and ages. Hopefully, you know, she's going to the doctors to see about it. But if you have a cough, go and see the doctor. It's taken me ages to get Mrs. W to do anything about it at all.
Rob James, why do they call it beauty sleep when you wake up looking terrible?
I don't know. I've never understood that. Apparently, sleep is good for you, good for the complexion. But, you know, if you get the right sort of sleep, maybe you put on the old face mask. Maybe that's a way of getting some beauty sleep.
And finally, Dave Starr.
Dave, you're a star.
Let me just wait for the drunken rabble to go past the studio. Can you hear that?
What on earth is that?
I don't know. It's a lot of commotion. Right, Dave Starr, if you woke up from the operation to find that they'd taken away your ability to swear, would Rob's beep button be redundant?
It would indeed. It would indeed. But my ability to swear is phenomenal, and I don't think it will ever disappear until I do. But I can, you know, as long as Rob's there to tweet the f***ing swear words out, we're fine.
Well, that's another one. So, yeah, I'm trying to see if I can win the prize myself. I'm just trying.
Yeah. Well, you'd like to have a night out, virtual or otherwise, with Miss Piggy, wouldn't you?
I'm more of a fuzzy bear man myself.
Yeah, I've heard. With that, I'm going. Thank you very much indeed for tuning in. Don't forget, if you have hated this programme, there are many more to hate online, jameswellradio.co.uk. And, of course, as it's Christmas, are we going to do a Black Friday on our website this year or not?
You'll be in hospital, won't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we won't do a Black Friday then.
We could do a different day. They've got Cyber Monday. What day would you invent?
Let's have
Whaley Wednesday.
Whaley Wednesday. Yeah, that's a good one. Whaley Wednesday, yeah. Yeah, maybe reduce the... For one day only, go to our website and reduce the price of a signed... autographed copy of Almost a Celebrity.
I thought you were going to say maybe for one day you'll reduce your swearing, but, you know.
Yeah. I'm actually, the next programme, I'm not going to swear at all.
That's not going to happen.
Yep, no, absolutely. Right, I'm going. I'll see you all later.
Bye-bye, then.
Bye.
listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.